Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of WWL, and that's what he does a lot, and he's also on every morning from 5 until 6. And he joins us now to talk about the story that really the entire city is talking about. It broke on NOLA.com, I think. And it concerns, well, Dave, you're the news director. Tell us what it concerns.
Well, this really is shocking audio that the Lens obtained and has now shared with us here at WWL of a woman in the French Quarter seeing what she believes is a sexual assault in progress.
City of New Orleans 911, what's the address of your emergency?
It's the corner of Toulouse and Royal.
What's your name?
There's a man having sex with a woman on the street corner in the open. She is totally passed out, 100% non-responsive. Two police officers just drove by. I know they saw them, and they did not stop, but somebody needs to respond to that. She is being raped.
The dispatcher then asks this witness for the location where this crime is occurring in the French Quarter.
On the street corner of Toulouse and Royal, laying on the ground in the open, she is 100% unconscious, and he is having sex with her. Actually, there's a police officer in front of me now at the corner of Royal and St. Peter Street.
I'm still putting it in there. Do you think you could get that officer's attention, ma'am?
In the audio obtained by the Lens, you can then hear a very short time later the witness asking the cop, who's less than a block away, to help.
I'm on the phone with 911 at the next street up on the left-hand side on the far corner. There's a woman that's unconscious, and there's a man that's having sex with her, like, in the blatant open. Like, she's 100% unconscious, and he is, like, raping her on the street corner right up here to the left.
The officer who is sitting in a car, though, according to the witness, just sits there and does not try to help in any way. She then decides to return to the scene herself.
I mean, I probably should f***ing walk up there, like this poor girl. I mean, I'm going to get up there faster than this fucking cop is.
When she returns, she tells the dispatcher that the rapist is now gone, and they both seem rather exasperated.
The police officer isn't even moved. He's still just parked here. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Ma'am, this is... I can't speak freely. Yeah.
Super dramatic, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I'm literally about to be back here, and this officer isn't even moved, and these two police officers just drove past, shone the headlights right on her, and just continued to drive.
Yes, ma'am.
NOLA.com asked for a response from the NOPD, and in their story they say police responded 5 minutes after the call began. The witness says none of the officers who eventually showed up were the officer she begged to assist in stopping this violent rape she reported occurring. NOPD also told NOLA.com, Tommy, that it appears that the officers who did respond responded compassionately and appropriately, but did not say if the officer who apparently did not respond at this witness's request was under investigation.
Now, the mayor in her press conference last week said that the media was criticizing the police, which they weren't. They were talking about the shortages of NOPD. However, in this case, you would think that the inaction certainly would warrant some criticism.
Well, we don't know the full story. We don't know what that officer was doing. We don't know if that officer was in the middle of doing other duties that could not be stopped to go and prevent a rape in progress. I'm trying to be careful here because there's still so much information we don't know.
Well, let me play this soundbite because this is from last week when Sean Ferguson played coy with the media about a cop that showed up drunk for duty, got in his police cruiser, and then ran into some parked cars.
Unless you ask us, we don't just run and tell you. I mean, we don't have to report everything out like that. We're not required to do that, but nevertheless, it's not anything that we are hiding either.
So, Chief Ferguson, I think people are asking, and they want to know what the hell's going on here, right?
Yeah, and this occurred back on July 26th, and the lens just obtained yesterday, the 911 call. And so we're in the infancy of trying to understand everything that unfolded, and we have to be careful not to draw conclusions without all the information. But what we do have is clear evidence from this woman's 911 call recorded by the dispatch center that she did ask an officer to intervene at the request of the dispatcher, who said she couldn't get an officer there as fast through her computer system as the witness could by going face to face and asking this cop to please go stop this rape. And we don't know why the officer didn't move. We don't know why that officer remained sitting in that car about a block away. We don't know if that was a violation of policy. We don't know if the officer was on duty or off duty, was on a private detail or not, was in the midst of and responding to another call. We don't know. We're waiting for that information as well as the allegation.
Common sense, though, Dave. Common sense would dictate, and I'm not trying to engage you in an argument here, but common sense would dictate that it would have to be pretty damn important so as to usurp stopping a rape in progress that you're a block away from.
Right. Regardless of what it is, whether you're on duty or off duty, on a private detail or not, I don't know the rules on if you can leave a private detail to prevent a rape or not, but I would think logic would dictate that you could.
Human decency would dictate that, you would think.
You would think. And so we're awaiting those answers. On its face, it does appear, though, we have a police officer who, when notified of a man having sex with an unconscious woman on Royal Street, chose to not respond.
And going back to the mayor's press conference, I got to add this in. She talked about the media criticizing the police. Well, again, we don't know everything going on here, but this is certainly something that the media should talk about and look into. And as far as Sean Ferguson being coy with his officer that showed up drunk and was arrested for DUI, well, Chief, we're asking now. We want to know what the hell happened here. Today is August the, what do we got here? August the 9th, and this happened on July 26th. So you were being cute last week saying, if you don't ask, you're not going to tell us. Well, you know what? We're asking. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, and the chief also asked us to do stories about police officers who teach yoga and police officers who minister their faith and police officers who do good things during their free time as well. And I think we can do both.
Yeah. Chief, you know, you need to speak up. You can't have it both ways. 8:54 and a half, time for traffic now, WWL. Thank you, Dave. Going News Director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.